Welcome to the Spring 2019 edition of Community Health, caring for you close to home, provided by the Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust. Caring for you now and in the future. The NHS long-term plan is ambitious, but also incredibly exciting. There is commitment within the plan to increasing care provided in the community and doing so in greater collaboration between health and social care organisations, which is great news for us at Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust. We are already working in this way and are looking to do more with our partners to provide the best possible care for our patients. With a promise, the plan will save almost 500,000 lives by concentrating on some of the major killers, such as stroke and cardiac conditions, as well as a focus on preventing ill health and, for the first time, guaranteed investment in mental health. There is a lot to look forward to. You can hear more about the future of NHS services in this issue and examples of providing care at home when Maurice talks about how excited he was to be going back to playing his beloved bridge with hospital at home. Learn more about our home treatment service, also helping bring patients home as soon as they're well enough to continue their recovery in their own surroundings. Enjoy, Faye. Faye Sinclair, 01622 211 947 or email faye.sinclair1@nhs.net. You can read our magazine online, www.kentcht.nhs.uk/magazine. Follow us on Facebook, Kent Community Health. Tweet us at NHSKentCHFT or like us on LinkedIn. If you would like to advertise in this magazine, please phone Charlotte Morgan on 01622 211 940 or write to us at Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust, The Oast, Hermitage Court, Hermitage Lane, Barming, Maidstone, Kent, ME16 9NT. The Team. Editor-in-Chief Julia Rogers, 01622 211 946. Email juliarogers1@nhs.net. Editor Faye Sinclair. Designer Julie Bignall. Contributors Jane Barlow, Anna Hind and Joe Trahani.
Your shout. We love it when you tell us what you think. There are many ways you can feedback to help us improve services or get involved. Team talking made easier. I wanted to thank Rose Jakeman from the Community Dietetics Service, Herne Bay, who my daughter saw, for the sensitive and tactful way she ran our appointment. She managed to include and address my daughter without putting her under the pressure she usually feels in health appointments. For example, she asked her who was going to give her medical history, giving my daughter the choice as to who spoke in the appointment. The questions that needed my daughter's response were kept easy to answer in a few words. Rose engaged a teenager who didn't want to be out early in the morning during a school holiday and is fed up of health appointments. Thank you, Elizabeth Weeks. Hospital with a Heart. Thank you for caring for my mum with such kindness in the past few weeks and for respecting her decisions. The nurses, catering staff, cleaners and receptionists at Hawkhurst Community Hospital have all been very professional and caring towards us and mum, which has made the situation so much easier to cope with. Jane and Stuart Taylor. Kindness shines through. I just wanted to say a big thank you to all the staff on Goldsmith Ward at Tunbridge Cottage Hospital. I want you to know how much I appreciated your unfailing kindness and consideration. Even when you were dog-tired and within minutes of clocking off, you would do tasks like providing a commode without appearing at all irritated. I don't think I could have done as much. You had time to listen to our worries, moans and groans, and were patient with even the most difficult people. Anonymous. Always there for us. Thank you for all the care you provided for my late husband. He received excellent care from everyone in the East Kent respiratory team, Shepway. Staff ordered practical support when he first came out of hospital. But just as importantly, we knew they were there for us at the end of a phone. Anonymous. From Twitter, at WizChick73. Really great care for my son this afternoon at MIU in Folkestone. Super busy, but still delivering person-centred care with a smile. Thank you. Tweet us at NHSKentCHFT. Get involved. Want to have your say? Patient Advice and Liaison Service, PALS. Phone 0300 123 1807. Text 07899 903 499. Email kentchft.pals@nhs.net. Want to volunteer for us? Do you want to help out? To find out more about volunteering with us, phone 01474 360 508 or email kchft.volunteerservice@nhs.net. Want to become a member? If you'd like to become a member of our trust, visit www.kentcht.nhs.uk/membership and fill in the online form. You can also phone 01233 667 810 or email kcht.membership@nhs.net. Community Health News. Kicking off support for Change for Life campaign. Footy mad kids and their families will be encouraged to cut down on sugar thanks to a new partnership between Kent Football Association, FA, Kent County Council, KCC, and Kent Community Health, NHS Foundation Trust. Football clubs across Kent are being asked to run Sugar Smart tournaments this summer as part of a new Change for Life campaign by Public Health England, PHE, to help tackle growing rates of childhood obesity. Kent FA is promoting the scheme, which will encourage clubs to offer fresh fruit and water in place of fizzy drinks, chocolate and sweets at their annual youth tournaments, to show commitment to the health and well-being of youth players and their families. According to PHE, on average, children are consuming 8 more sugar cubes every day than the recommended amount, equivalent to around 2,800 excess sugar cubes per year. They have already exceeded the maximum recommended sugar intake for an 18-year-old by the time they reach their 10th birthday. Kent FA has 33,000 youth players aged from 4 to 18 years old. Chief Executive Officer Daryl Hayden said, "We are really excited to begin this partnership in Kent. Sugar intake is having a serious impact on childhood obesity. This is a great opportunity for Kent FA to promote a healthier lifestyle for our young players with sugar swaps, and it is something I hope the Kent football family will get behind and support with us." According to figures for 2017-18, nearly 21% of 4 to 5-year-olds are overweight or obese in Kent, increasing to 33% in 10 to 11-year-olds. KCC's Director of Public Health, Andrew Scott Clark, said, "This is a great opportunity to reach a huge number of children and their parents. It's fantastic they are being active, but we know poor diet and too much sugar is a growing issue and is the key contributor to the growing obesity rates seen nationally and locally in Kent. Reducing the amount of sugar children consume can often be a challenge for parents, but by asking them to make a swap when you next shop, we're making it easier for families to find healthier options of the foods they love." 1U Kent on the road. Our NHS 1U team joined forces with Wellbeing People to provide NHS health checks and health MOTs in local venues, including high streets and pubs, in Thanet and Sheppey. More than 100 people took the opportunity to check their height and weight and other silent risk factors like high blood pressure or cholesterol that can lead to heart disease, kidney disease, diabetes or dementia. David Tolbert, 67, had his health check on the wellbeing bus in Sittingbourne High Street. He said, "I used to have health checks with work, but haven't for several years. I retired 18 months ago and realised I wasn't being so active, so thought I'd seen how fit and healthy I am. This is the kick I needed to get motivated and do something about my diet and exercise." If you are aged between 40 and 74 years old and with no relevant pre-existing conditions, you can sign up for a free NHS health check with support and advice on keeping yourself healthy and active. Your blood pressure, height and weight will be checked. You will be given a small finger prick test to check your cholesterol, and you'll also be asked some questions about your lifestyle and family history. Visit www.1ukent.org.uk or call 0300 123 1220 for a clinic near you.
Magnificent Wound Centre marks anniversary. Fantastic care, great outcomes and complete dedication to supporting patients was praised when one of our wound centres marked its fourth birthday. The KCHFT team at the Herne Bay Wound Medicine Centre, based at Queen Victoria Memorial Hospital, celebrated with a tea party for staff and patients. Patient Tony Old has been treated by the team for 2 years after contracting sepsis and nearly losing his leg. "The choice was to amputate or try to save it," he said, and that's where lead nurse Tina Burton and the Wound Medicine Centre team stepped in. Tony attended the clinic 3 times a week with 3 separate wounds. Now only half of one remains. He said, "The one-to-one care I receive is wonderful. The positive atmosphere and rapport with the team is great too. I was always active and sporty, and the wound was getting me down. I owe a big thank you to Tina and the team for getting me back on my feet. I've even taken up sport again in the form of walking football." It's a similar story of gratitude from former patient Malcolm Neesham, who also owes a great deal to the wound care team after being referred to them by his cardiac nurse. Following a quadruple heart bypass, Malcolm was left with a leg wound that wasn't healing. After 3 months of treatment, Malcolm was discharged in October last year. And Alan Green is also looking forward to a healthy future too. Despite a successful aortic valve replacement operation last year, Alan's wound started leaking. A course of antibiotics did nothing to improve his situation, so he was also referred to the team by his cardiac nurse and attended the clinic every day for 3 months. He said, "What a magnificent service. Everyone who works here is so cheerful and friendly. I can't fault them. They are fantastic." Head of Tissue Viability Claire Acton said, "The team is awesome. It goes above and beyond. It's not just about the wound, but how the patient is feeling and what they can do at home to make things easier and more comfortable." In 2018, the Wound Centre had 3,487 contacts, an average of 291 per month. On average, 51 different patients a month were seen. In 2018, 3,292 wound images were taken. The most common wound type recorded was a venous leg ulcer. Celebrating diversity. A great gay bake-off, awareness training and an LGBT party were among the ways the KCHFT workforce marked LGBT History Month. At the Great Gay Bake Off, there was an opportunity to enjoy cakes, a cuppa and a chat, raising money for KCHFT's charity Eye Care and Porchlight, which supports homeless people. There was also an LGBT party where colleagues could find out more about the LGBTQ+ staff network. We aim to make sure our workforce who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and those questioning their sexual orientation or gender identity have a positive work experience. This includes, for example, recruiting and retaining LGBTQ employees. Our LGBTQ plus network chair, Tom Fentham, delivers LGBT awareness training, which is available to partner organisations. Find out more at www.kentcht.nhs.uk. Best Foot Forward for Healthy Foot Month. April is Foot Health Month, with a focus on how people can keep their feet healthy and encourage them to see a podiatrist if they have foot or lower leg problems. Top tips for healthy feet. Wash your feet often and dry them well, especially between the toes. Moisturise your skin and remove hard skin with a pumice stone or foot file. Trim your toenails regularly using proper nail clippers. Limit time wearing high heels. Always wear the right shoes for the job, so no sandals for mountain climbing. Change socks daily to avoid foot odour and wear socks that fit. If you have swollen feet, look for socks designed to accommodate your swelling. Elastic-free socks are available to help prevent them cutting into your leg. Protect your feet in communal areas. Wear flip-flops or pool shoes to avoid getting athlete's foot or verruca, especially at the pool or gym. KCHFT's professional lead for podiatry, Wendy Winpenny, said, "We depend on our feet every day, and having healthy foot habits will help keep you injury, illness and pain-free. The average person takes 5,000 to 10,000 steps in a single day, and with one quarter of all the bones in the body, dozens of joints and hundreds of ligaments and tendons, all linked by nerves, muscles, blood vessels, soft tissue and skin, the foot is a true marvel. Feet perform things most of us take for granted, such as standing, balancing, walking, running and jumping, and for that reason we need to remember to look after them." Find out more at www.kentcht.nhs.uk/service/podiatry. All aboard. There's a new bus stop in Faversham, but it's not what you might imagine. This one is inside Faversham Cottage Hospital and it's helping dementia patients. Jan Harris, healthcare assistant, explained, "The bus stop is a mock-up of the real thing. Often our patients with dementia feel anxious and agitated as they think they need to get somewhere. Providing comfy seats and a bus stop environment can help to calm them. We're looking at getting some local destinations on the wall opposite so patients feel they are in familiar surroundings. It helps to keep our patients feeling calm and happy while they are with us." The bus stop was installed thanks to money from our charity, iCare, which provides equipment and services that the NHS can't fund. For more information, visit www.kentcht.nhs.uk/iCare. Lee impresses panel. Lee Tomlinson is one of just 70 people in the country chosen for the 70 at 70 National Institute for Health Research, Nursing and Midwifery Leadership Programme. Lee, a lead nurse and research development manager with KCHFT, was one of just 5 nurses and midwives from across Kent, Surrey and Sussex to be selected. The 70 at 70 programme is for people who have experience of and a passion for research and to improving patient care. Clinic move. The phlebotomy clinic at Victoria Memorial Hospital in Deal has moved to Deal Clinic, which is on the same site. Appointments are available from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Monday to Friday. To book an appointment, please phone 01304 865 443. X-ray machine in memory of Maureen. Patients at a community hospital are benefiting from a new £250,000 X-ray machine. The machine was officially welcomed at Victoria Hospital Deal by Doris Thompson, Chair of the League of Friends, and hospital teams, including the inpatient ward and minor injury unit, are now using it. Nicola Osborne, Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust Clinical Resource Manager for East Kent Hospital, said, "Thank you to the League of Friends. They have been brilliant. Everything it does benefits our patient and staff. Their contribution to the hospital makes patients' lives better." League of Friends Chair Doris said, I am privileged and honoured to open this X-ray machine in memory of Maureen Bain, MBE, who was instrumental in making this happen. Thank you to the people of Deal 2, who generously contribute to our fundraising efforts. Nicola added, the previous X-ray was 30 years old and would often break down, so we knew we were on borrowed time. It's amazing how long we kept it going, but in the end parts were no longer available for repairs. This new machine is a tremendous resource for the hospital. Stephen Weller, head of local care for NHS South Kent Coast Clinical Commissioning Group, CCG, said, it's wonderful to see the positive contribution the League of Friends continues to make to our local hospitals. The new X-ray equipment at Victoria Hospital will provide a real improvement to patient care. The radiography department at Victoria Hospital is run by East Kent Hospitals University NHS Foundation Trust. Virtual clinic saves time and travel. A fracture clinic has been set up for people attending our minor injury units, MIU, in Sittingbourne and Sheppey, but it's a little bit different. The virtual fracture clinic is a consultant-led service where clinical notes from an MIU and radiographs are evaluated by an orthopaedic consultant at Medway Maritime Hospital in Gillingham. The consultant then decides on the best treatment for the patient. This might be advice given over the phone or an appointment in the fracture clinic. The patient is then contacted by a nurse who talks through the decision about their care. Operational lead for MIU and outpatients in West Kent, Dawn Gager, said, historically our patients were referred to a fracture clinic at Sittingbourne, Sheppey or Medway. The waiting list for these clinics was long. Patients had to wait for 2 weeks or more to be seen. The virtual fracture clinic is a joint project between KCHFT and Medway NHS Foundation Trust to provide a positive experience for patients. We are always looking for new and better ways of working. The clinic has had really positive results. 87% of patients asked about the virtual fracture clinic were extremely satisfied with the service. Planning for end of life. Our end of life strategy has been updated. Originally developed in 2014, the strategy has been revised to recognise work already done and what more is needed. It has 7 goals, which include providing high quality care, working in partnership to establish and support preferences for people, supporting people who are important to the patient, and making sure there is equitable care for everyone at the end of their life. You can find our updated end of life strategy at www.kentcht.nhs.uk/EOL.
Fola follows in her mother's footsteps. Our nursing academy has welcomed its first recruits. 46 students joined the academy for a 2-year or 4-year course to qualify as a nurse associate or registered nurse. Our nursing academy offers an innovative route into nursing, with students having the chance to earn while they learn, combining work-based academic learning with being employed as a healthcare assistant by KCHFT. There is no cost to the student. The courses are fully accredited by the Open University and are one of the first of their kind to be hosted by a community NHS trust. Following a 2-day induction in East Malling, the students headed off to placements across Kent. They found out more about KCHFT and their courses, as well as collecting new uniforms. New recruits included Fola Youssef Adewayu, whose mother was a chief nurse in Nigeria. It has always been Fola's dream to follow in her mum's footsteps. Then there was Gareth Larkins, a qualified classical violinist and ex-British Airways cabin crew, who has always wanted to be a nurse. The Nursing Academy. Chief Executive Paul Bentley said, all our new students have a story to tell. To play a small part in making their dreams come true is very special. Although many of the students are new to the Trust, some are healthcare assistants who have already been with us for a number of years and who are being given the chance to take the next step. It's important to have new blood, but equally rewarding to be able to further develop team members who are already part of the Trust. Once qualified, the students will be employed by the Trust for a minimum of 2 years, nurse associate, and 4 years registered nurse. For more information about the Nursing Academy, please visit www.kentcommunityhealthacademy.co.uk. Eden Team Up and Running. A pilot scheme combining health and social care with a self-management approach is looking after its first patients. The Eden Team in Edenbridge is part of the innovative project based on the Bertzorg philosophy in the Netherlands. It aims to cut bureaucracy, giving the team more freedom and time with patients, and could be a revolution in community care if successful. Nurses and care assistants have taken the first bold steps and are now taking on new patients for nursing and medical care and support, including wound dressing, helping with medication, personal care, and also taking the time to share a cuppa and a chat. Nurse Sue Griffin said, "I was excited by the opportunity to make a real impact on patients' lives. We are able to assess people and put in place packages of care that are tailored to the individual. This way of working provides better outcomes for patients and carers, living at home for longer and avoiding unplanned hospital stays." Care assistant Mandy Clark said the best part of the job is having the time to get to know patients. "We take as long as we need, so we have the flexibility to support them in a holistic way. We can treat underlying medical issues as well as help patients get themselves dressed or make their own breakfast. We help people get back on their feet and living their lives. It's very rewarding." One of the most important aspects of the pilot is helping people to have continuing support from local groups and organisations, such as Age UK, so they feel like part of their local community. The team is expanding to include an occupational therapist and more community nurses to be able to offer more services in Edenbridge. Our next pilot will be based in Charing. The project is funded by the European Union InterReg 2 SEAS programme and is being led by Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust and Kent County Council. For more information, go to www.kentcht.nhs.uk/TICC.
Ask the experts. Something you need a little bit of advice about? Our team of experts can answer all your questions. Prevention is better than cure. Preventing ill health is a key part of the 10-year plan for the NHS. As a nation, we are all living longer. This means many people are developing conditions such as stroke, heart disease, kidney disease, liver disease, or diabetes in later life. More than 7 in 10 early deaths are related to unhealthy lifestyles. Smoking, obesity, alcohol misuse and lack of exercise. And many of these follow years of ill health, disability and pain. Good news is that the NHS provides services to support you to live a longer, healthier life. Kim Lloyd, Health Checks Programme Manager, Liz Miller, One New Stop Smoking Advisor and Claire Buckingham, Professional Lead One New Weight Loss from our One New team give the lowdown on how to live well longer. Question: what is the NHS Health Check Programme and why do we need it? As we get older, we have a higher risk of developing conditions such as high blood pressure, heart disease or type 2 diabetes. High blood pressure can lead to heart attacks or stroke, which is why it's vital to make sure blood pressure stays at a healthy level. High cholesterol can also increase risk. NHS Health Checks measure your blood pressure, cholesterol and body mass index and can help you to spot early signs of ill health. You'll be given personalised advice on eating a healthy diet, losing weight, being more active, cutting down on the booze, or going smoke-free, all of which can help you to live well for longer. If you're aged between 40 and 74, you will be eligible for a free NHS health check every 5 years. Question: I feel absolutely fine. Surely I don't need a health check? The programme is aimed at everyone, including people who feel absolutely fine. If you've no reason to go to the doctor, then you might not have had your blood pressure checked in years, if at all. Similarly, you might not realise you have high cholesterol or that you've put on dangerous amounts of weight. Lots of people feel absolutely fine but have high blood pressure or high cholesterol, as these conditions often don't have any symptoms until it's too late. Even if you feel fine, get an NHS health check if you are eligible. It's completely free and it could save your life. Question: how hard is it to give up smoking? Some people find quitting smoking easier than others, but there's no doubt at all that smoking is highly addictive due to nicotine in tobacco. We all have stories of the great-grandma who smoked 10 a day and lived to be 90, or the 40-a-day neighbour who just decided to quit one day and managed it. But for most people, smoking can lead to debilitating illness, early death, and is hard to give up. That's why the NHS smoke-free service was introduced in the UK to support people who want to quit. Around 15% of the adult population in the UK are smokers, a huge drop from around half of people in the 60s and 70s. But 15% is still too many, and we need to take steps to get that figure down even further. Question: it's my right to smoke if I want to. Why should I quit? Smoking isn't illegal and cigarettes can still be bought by adults in the UK. However, we know half of smokers will die early from a smoking-related illness and that some cancers are almost entirely caused by smoking. Even if smoking doesn't kill you, conditions such as COPD can leave you incapacitated or in pain for years. Around 3/4 of smokers want to quit and most regret starting. It would be unfair on these people not to offer a service to them to quit, as we could be adding years to their life, improving their quality of life, not to mention saving them a ton of cash. 3% of people who try to give up smoking by going cold turkey without support manage it, compared to 51% of people who join the NHS Smoke Free programme. If you don't want to quit smoking, we can't stop you. If you do, get in touch and let us help. Question: is dieting a good way to lose weight in the long run? Although dieting is a good way to lose weight short term, in the long run, focus should be on a healthy, balanced diet and making healthier choices for a lifetime. Successful weight loss needs the right combination of 3 components: good nutrition, physical activity, and behaviour modification. The yo-yo effect of dieting and gaining weight back is a result of failing to modify problematic behaviours. Making small changes to your diet, being physically active, and learning to think differently will help you achieve your weight loss goal and can have a positive impact on your health. One You provides a free 12-week weight loss program which applies these principles to help you achieve a healthy weight and maintain a healthy weight long term. It supports adults who are overweight or obese through a flexible and engaging approach to weight management. In the UK, 1 in 4 adults are obese. Nationally, around 15% of people are smoking. In Kent, 16.3% still smoke. For further details and how to join the 1U programme, go to www.1ukent.org.uk.
Plan to save more lives. The NHS long-term plan will save almost 500,000 more lives with practical action on major killer conditions and investment in world-class, cutting-edge treatments. Announced earlier this year, the blueprint to make the NHS fit for the future will use the latest technology, such as digital GP consultations for those who want them, coupled with early detection and a renewed focus on prevention, to stop an estimated 85,000 premature deaths each year. Measures outlined by NHS leaders will help prevent 150,000 heart attacks, strokes, and dementia cases, while more than 3 million people will benefit from new and improved stroke, respiratory, and cardiac services in the next decade. Patients will benefit from services ranging from improved neonatal care for new parents and babies to life-changing stroke therapy and integrated support to keep older people out of hospital, living longer and more independent lives. It is also the first time there is a guarantee that investment in primary, community and mental health care will grow faster than the growing overall NHS budget. This will fund a £4.5 billion new service model for the 21st century across England, where health bodies come together to provide better joined-up care in partnership with local government. Kent and Medway Sustainability and Transformation Partnership, STP, Chief Executive Glenn Douglas said, "The themes set out in this plan are fundamental to our partnership. It will become even more important as we move towards greater integration." The NHS long-term plan will also open a digital front door to the health service, allowing patients to access healthcare at the touch of a button, give mental health help to 345,000 more children and young people through expanding community-based services, including in schools, use cutting-edge scans and technology, including potential use of artificial intelligence to help provide the best stroke care in Europe, invest in earlier detection and better treatment of respiratory conditions to prevent 80,000 hospital admissions, ensure every hospital with a major A&E department has same-day emergency care so patients can be treated and discharged with the right package of support without needing to stay overnight. Evaluating options for East Kent transformation. Plans to evaluate two possible options for improving hospital and local NHS services across East Kent have been given the go-ahead. Both options will be considered against key criteria to assess whether they improve care sufficiently for people in East Kent. This will lead to a recommendation on which options go forward to public consultation. The Joint Committee of NHS Clinical Commissioning Groups' decision is the latest stage in development of proposals, led by doctors, nurses and others from East Kent hospitals and the four East Kent Clinical Commissioning Groups, CCGs, to deliver better healthcare, both in and out of hospital. Views from nearly 2,000 people were taken into account from face-to-face meetings, street surveys and online questionnaires. Caroline Selkirk, Managing Director for the four East Kent Clinical Commissioning Groups, said, "We need to modernise local health services so our highly trained expert staff have the support they need to deliver 21st century care for local people. Both options involve NHS investment to enable three vibrant hospitals. Option one includes larger modern A&E at William Harvey Hospital, Ashford, also providing services for people who need highly specialist care, such as trauma, stroke, vascular and specialist heart services in East Kent. Expanded modern A&E at Queen Elizabeth the Queen Mother Hospital, QEQM, Margate, with inpatient care for people who are acutely unwell, emergency and day surgery, maternity and geriatric care. Investment to modernise services at Kent and Canterbury Hospital, which would provide diagnostics such as X-ray, day treatments and surgery, some routine planned inpatient surgery, outpatient appointments and rehabilitation. 24/7 GP-led urgent treatment centre treating illnesses and injuries which are not 999 emergencies in Canterbury. Option two includes developing a new hospital at Kent and Canterbury Hospital and refurbishing some of the current hospital buildings to provide a single, modern, 24/7 A&E and all specialist services such as trauma, stroke, vascular and specialist heart services, consultant-led maternity and frailty services and children's inpatient services for East Kent. Diagnostics such as X-ray and CT scans, day treatments and surgery, some routine planned inpatient surgery, outpatient appointments and rehabilitation at William Harvey and QM hospitals. 24/7 GP-led care, including urgent treatment centres treating illnesses and injuries which are not 999 emergencies, in Ashford and Margate. Transformation of stroke services. Hyper-acute stroke units have been given the go-ahead. Three new hyper-acute stroke units will be established in Kent and Medway. Once the new units are up and running, everyone having a stroke in Kent and Medway will get specialist stroke care round the clock every day of the year. The new units will be at William Harvey Hospital, Ashford, Darrant Valley Hospital, Dartford and Maidstone Hospital. The Joint Committee of Clinical Commissioning Groups for the Stroke Review made a unanimous decision that this was the right option following over 4 years of work led by local stroke specialists. They looked at a wealth of data and evidence which shows centralising stroke services in three hyperacute units is the right thing for patients. It is expected to reduce disability and save an extra life every fortnight. At the moment, despite the hard work of dedicated NHS staff, stroke services in Kent and Medway are some of the poorest in the country. This is not acceptable, and it's why the Stroke Review has worked so hard to bring about this important change to services. Work now moves into the implementation phase. It is anticipated that the new stroke service will begin at Maidstone and Darrant Valley hospitals in about a year's time, and at William Harvey Hospital in spring of 2021. Here, four Kent and Medway consultants explain why this is the right approach. People who live further away from the proposed specialist centres are understandably worried about how long it will take them or a loved one to be transported there by ambulance. There is talk of a golden hour and fear more deprived communities will suffer unless there is a specialist stroke centre near them. We understand why these arguments sound concerning, but they have little basis in fact. The reality is, sadly, that any stroke patient who dies within a few hours of having a stroke would almost certainly have died, whether they were at home, in an ambulance, or being cared for in the best stroke unit in the world. For the very small percentage of patients whose strokes are the cause of almost instant death, or who fall into a coma and never wake up, currently little can be done. However, most people will survive their stroke, and the critical factor for them is how we can reduce their risk of dying in the following days, minimise their risk of long-term disability, and therefore improve independence. We can do that best by getting them to a specialist stroke centre where they can get clot-busting treatment within 30 minutes of arrival if they need it and round-the-clock care for the vital first few days after their stroke. Expert care, treatment and monitoring in a specialist centre providing 24/7 care can make a huge difference. Specialist staff who get stroke patients up and moving in the right way can help to prevent blood clots. Close monitoring and use of the right drugs can prevent them having a further stroke, which could prove fatal. Highly trained therapists checking their ability to swallow can guard patients against inhaling food into their lungs and so developing life-threatening pneumonia. With the level of care, therapy, monitoring and support from a specialist team in a hyperacute stroke unit, more people survive and more of them have greater independence than would otherwise be the case. Our experience and the huge body of evidence set out by the Royal College of Physicians 2016 guidelines on stroke tell us best care, the care that gives patients the best chance of a good recovery from stroke, is to have specialist units offering 24-hour a day, 7 days a week care from stroke consultants and other stroke specialists. Dr. Prasanna Agoram, Dartford and Gravesham NHS Trusts, Dr. David Hargroves, East Kent Hospitals University NHS Foundation Trust, Dr. Peter Maskell, Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells NHS Trust, Dr. David Sulch, Medway NHS Foundation Trust. You can read the consultant's full blog at www.kentandmedway.nhs.uk. Find out more at www.kentandmedway.nhs.uk about plans for stroke services and East Kent.
Meet the innovators. From successfully completing our first commercial study to a high-tech computer named Rita that is helping patients, our teams have been busy across the patch finding innovative ways of working. Here we find out more. Rita battles boredom and dementia for patients. A high-tech interactive computer named Rita is making the world of difference to patients at Sevenoaks Hospital. Our inpatient wards introduce the technology thanks to a generous £7,000 donation from the hospital's League of Friends. One Reminiscence Interactive Therapy and Activities, Rita computer, and also a tablet were bought to help patients stay occupied while in hospital. But Rita is no ordinary computer. The easy-to-use touchscreen technology opens up a world of films, exercises and activities for users, including clips from old football games, black and white films, and software that allow patients to paint and colour in pictures on screen. KCHFT Specialist Nurse for Dementia, Graham Hardy, said, "This software is fantastic and we're seeing the benefits already for our patients, so we're really grateful for the League of Friends support. It's interactive and engaging and particularly useful for people with dementia as the activities help to reduce agitation and confusion. The programmes can be tailor-made to the individual, and we can even upload pictures and record voice messages from their loved ones for them to listen to." Patient Mick Edmeads, 83, from Sevenoaks, was admitted after a stay at Tunbridge Wells Hospital for sepsis. The self-admitted technophobe was not sure about the computer at first, but said, "I don't have a computer at home, but I like Rita and quickly got used to using it. It's good fun and helps you stay occupied. I've been following the exercises on there to help me get back on my feet, and I enjoy the goal-scoring football game you can play." Ian Phillip from Sevenoaks League of Friends said, "We're delighted to provide something innovative which we feel is of great help to patients in the hospital." Study puts patients in control. More people will benefit from being able to self-administer an injectable contraceptive thanks to a study carried out by our research team. The study provides patients with an injectable contraceptive they could use at home rather than having to attend their GP surgery every 3 months. It saved travel time for patients and appointments for the clinic. Feedback from those who took part was very positive. Patients were happy with the product, and our sexual health team was able to secure continuing supply of the study drug to allow more people to benefit. The study took place at two sites in Kent, Clover Street in Chatham and the Gates Clinic in Canterbury. 30 patients were approached to take part. Thanks to this, KCHFT was the largest recruiter for this UK-wide study. Based at Clover Street, Dr. Raj Hembron, clinical lead and consultant in HIV and sexual health, was the principal investigator for the study. He was joined by Dr. Rui Jawad, principal investigator for the Gate Clinic. Dr. Hembron said, "Everyone involved was very excited when KCHFT was chosen by Pfizer, the study sponsor, to take part. We were even more excited because it was KCHFT's first commercial clinical trial. I'm very proud of the entire team and very grateful to the participants." Ready, Steady, Go. Children and their parents and carers are learning about eating healthily in a successful project run by our school health service in East Sussex. Jane Barlow went along to find out more. Families are having fun, keeping fit and learning lots about health and nutrition thanks to an 8-week programme called Ready, Steady, Go. The programme works with children and their families to achieve and maintain a healthy weight, with a focus on making small, achievable lifestyle changes around healthy eating and activity. Sessions cover understanding food labels, portion sizes, food swaps and healthy eating on a budget, as well as encouraging children to be more active. Each one includes games such as dodgeball, tag, stuck in the mud and skipping. The programme is held at schools and community centres and is open to all families with children aged 4 to 11. Children can also be referred as a result of the National Child Measurement Programme, which takes place in schools. Those who attend sessions at the Highcliffe Academy in New Haven include Mum Rebecca Roberts and her daughter Emily Rose, 5. Rebecca said, "What's good about the group is that now Emily Rose has a better understanding of what is good for her and what is bad, so it's not me that's telling her all the time, and it's not me having to be the bad guy, as she's now making healthy choices herself." The group gives us tips and ideas on what we can do to be more active. The other week we were all given a skipping rope to take home. Emily Rose learned to skip and we both had so much fun together. It's something I would never have thought to buy. Mum, Michelle Reese, attends with sons Arlo, 7, and Kobe, 5. She said, "The boys love it and I'm interested in what we can do to be healthier. It can be so easy to eat unhealthily. We're pretty good as we ration TV time, and at the weekend, if we're having a film afternoon, we will at least walk to the shop. The group helps us as it gives us up-to-date advice and just makes us look at some things differently." By going along to the group, mum of 2, Claire Reno, discovered that cereal isn't always a healthy option if it's loaded with sugar. She said, "Madison now tells me what cereal she can and can't have rather than the other way round. In the supermarket, she looks for the green and orange labels on the front of the boxes, and if it's red, we don't buy it." We've also learnt about portion sizes at the group, and I was surprised at just how small a child's portions should be. I'm still trying to convince Madison when it comes to vegetables, but we're getting there. There are Ready Steady Go sessions in New Haven, Eastbourne, Orr and Bexhill. The team also runs a programme for teenagers called Goals, which offers one-to-one sessions to encourage young people to be healthier. Health improvement specialist Eve Alcock, project lead for the Children's Weight Management Programme in East Sussex, said, "We don't advocate any special diets or anything complicated. We just encourage and support families to make simple and realistic healthy lifestyle choices." Find out more about Ready Steady Go East Sussex. Phone 0300 123 4062. Visit www.kentcht.nhs.uk to read more about the scheme. I thought she hated me. Mental health was highlighted as a major focus in the NHS 10-year long-term plan. We look at what Kent and Medway NHS Social Care Partnership Trust introduced to support mums who have experienced ill health after their baby was born. Rosewood Mother and Baby Unit in Dartford was designed by mums. They chose fixtures, fittings and details for a home away from home experience. First time mum Natalie was referred to Rosewood Mother and Baby Unit when baby Ava was 3 weeks old and the pair were under its care for 3 months. She, her fiancé and her family had received support from the community mental health team as concerns surfaced about Natalie's frame of mind, and then, after a visit to A&E, she was admitted, diagnosed with postnatal depression and anxiety. Natalie from Chatham, herself a mental health nurse in London, underwent a caesarean section and then struggled with breastfeeding. Quickly her mood and esteem deteriorated. She said, "I was panicking about everything. I wasn't eating or drinking. I didn't want to see my partner or my parents. I couldn't handle Ava crying. When you're pregnant, you talk about going to the park or to the zoo, and here I was, talking about giving Ava up for adoption. I wanted nothing to do with her. No one can truly prepare you for what comes. I thought she hated me, and I could do nothing right." "Going to the unit was a game changer," Natalie said. "The care was amazing. It was their patience that's so striking. They were so patient with me and allowed me to do things in my own time. There was no judgment and I was not treated negatively for not wanting to interact with my daughter. Even when I didn't want to talk and wasn't responding, when I had withdrawn from everything and everyone, they kept on trying. It was the best thing for me, even if I didn't see it at the time." Gradually and slowly, Natalie grew in confidence and the mother and daughter bond began to grow. She's full of praise for the support and care the team gave to her fiancé and family, who also struggled during that time. A new support group is starting for partners, a chat over coffee and bacon sandwiches for those who are often left feeling helpless. Natalie is now enjoying motherhood with her four-month-old. She said, "We had the start we had, and I now make sure I tell her often how much I love her. People say how happy and contented she looks. We enjoy the simple pleasures. a walk around the block in the sunshine and singing nursery rhymes. Without going to the ward, I really don't know what would have happened. The 8-bed unit supports mothers from Kent, Surrey and Sussex. Previously vulnerable women needing specialist care could have been placed miles from home. For more information about the unit, visit www.kmpt.nhs.uk/our-services/rosewood-mother-and-baby-unit.
Hospital at home. A pensioner from Tunbridge, who was able to go home from hospital sooner thanks to a new scheme called Hospital at Home, has nothing but praise about his care. Faye Sinclair found out more. Spending Christmas Day in hospital wasn't exactly what Maurice Gillam planned, but that is what happened when he was admitted on Christmas Eve after becoming unwell. Roll forward a few weeks and the 86-year-old was back home with his wife Doreen, 84, and feeling far more chipper than he did. Part of that is due to a scheme called Hospital at Home, which offers intensive medical and nursing support for a short time when people are discharged from hospital. Maurice explained, "For several days, my vascular system was flooded intravenously with antibiotics, and I was faced with the daunting prospect of spending 6 or so weeks in hospital to complete the course. Then I was offered the chance to go home and still be kept under the care of my consultant." Maurice had been admitted to Tunbridge Wells Hospital in Pembrey with an infection near the heart, which caused him to collapse at home in Tunbridge. Thankfully, Doreen was able to phone for an ambulance and Maurice was rushed in. "We were going to Woking for Christmas, but my heart had other plans." That's where Hospital at Home stepped in. Once Maurice had been stabilised, he was visited in the ward by the team's coordinator, who explained how he could go home sooner, but that he would still be the responsibility of the consultant at Tunbridge Wells Hospital. "It has been marvellous. I came out on a Monday, and by Thursday my friend was able to pick me up and take me to play bridge. It was such a huge boost," said Maurice. Hospital at Home is aimed at patients in West Kent who need further nursing or medical care following admission to hospital for a surgical procedure or medical condition. It was developed with Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells NHS Trust to support suitable patients to return home sooner, to recover faster with the right support. The care and treatment recommended by the hospital consultant is delivered at home. The team includes senior registered nurses, doctors and healthcare support workers who keep in touch with the person's GP and hospital staff. KCHFT discharge manager Dawn Hallam said, "We know staying in hospital is not good for patients. There is a psychological effect and leading to deconditioning. We treat patients who can be safely managed at home and who do not need to be in a bed in a main hospital. People generally want to go home as soon as they can, where everything is familiar. We always set parameters and safety is key. We want to support patients to go back to as normal life as possible, as quickly as possible." Maurice and his wife of 60 years have 2 grown-up children, Andrew and Penelope, and 2 grandchildren, Emma, 23, and Gregory, 13. Maurice said, "Looking at the bigger picture, hypothetically, my lounge becomes extra bed space in the hospital at Pembrey. Multiply this many times and the capacity of the hospital can effectively be enhanced. It's a win-win situation. My experience has shown me there is nothing to worry about at all. Everyone who visits me is so pleasant and competent. I felt safe in their hands."